Okay, so we're going to read the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Leimor. Hashem speaks to Moshe saying, Kisisa is Rosh B'nai Yisrael, Lifku Dehem. When you lift up the heads of B'nai Yisrael, when you count them, V'nasnu Ish Kofer Nafsho L'Hashem B'Kod Osam, each should give the ransom of his soul when he counts them. V'lo Yibahem Negev B'Kod Osam, so there's no plague when he counts them. Zeytnu, this is what they should give. Kol Over Al P'kudim, Achsitza Shekel, Shekel Kodesh, should give half shekel, Eshrim Geira, Shekel, Machs, Shekel, Truma, Shekel. Okay, it's worth 20 Geira. And it's a half shekel Truma for Hashem. Kala over, Apkudim, Ben Eshrim, Shinav Amal, Yitin Truma Hashem. Anyone who's over 20 has to give a Truma. Hashir, Lo Yabeva, Dalai Meat. If you're wealthy, don't give too much. Poor, you don't give too little. Mimachs, the shekel. You give exactly half shekel, whether you're poor or rich. Lo Seis, Truma Hashem, Lo Chaper, Al Nav Shechem, to give the Truma of Hashem to atone for your lives. And you should take the money of this Kippurim, of this atonement, from B'nai Yisrael. V'nasata also al ovaros o'al mo'ed. You should give it to the service of the o'al mo'ed. V'ahiv B'nai Yisrael zikaro lifnei Hashem. And it should be as for B'nai Yisrael's remembrance for God. L'chaper al nafshut sechem. So a lot of kapara, a lot of atonement. There are a lot of things you could ask about this section. What I want to ask is there, if you just read this text, is there an affirmative obligation to give a half shekel on an annual basis based on this, based on what you read? Like, is there an obligation to give a half shekel, like on a regular basis?
Dependent on the first part.
On what?
Whether they're being counted.
Whether they're being counted, right. Now, there's the simple reading of the text is, there's no affirmative, you know, annual obligation to give a half shekel. It's when you decide to conduct a census, so then you should give a half shekel or some kind of atonement. And we'll talk about that in a bit. And what's interesting is you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shekalim. So the Rambam in the very first halacha of Hilchos Shekalim says, Mizuz asei min haTorah liten kol ish b'Yisrael, machs shekel b'chol shana v'shana. Yeah, there is a mitzvah d'oraisa. There is a Torah obligation to give a half shekel each and every year. Afilu aniyam yisparis min hastaka chayav, even a poor person who collects money from tzedakah is obligated. Vishol me'achemu mocher ksus shal ktefo. He should borrow from someone or sell clothing. V'nasan machzit shekel. He should give the half shekel. Kesef. Okay? And he cites a pasuk. Asher l'rebev adal yomit. Ve'ino nosna b'pamim rabos hayom ma'ad l'machor ma'ad. Al nosa kulo ka'achas. Give it all at once, but pamachas one time. Okay. So the Rambam says there is an affirmative obligation to give a half shekel. What's the source? Our pasuk is the source, which is interesting because I would have said that this is an obligation to give money when you count. So there's no plague, and yet the Ram says from the one of these pasukim that there is an annual obligation. Which pasuk is this? This is pasuk Tesvav, that there is an annual obligation to give. To make a donation, okay? Now Rashi writes that there, how many times does it say Truma? It says Truma, I think, three times. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dal, and Pasuk Yud Vav. There were three times it mentioned there's an obligation of a Truma. And Rashi, we skip the Yud Beis for a bit. Let's go to Lamed Tesvav, to Rashi, Perek, Lamed Pasuk Tesvav. He says, L'chapo nafsho seichem. So this is all for an atonement. Shlo tinag fo yidei minyan. So you shouldn't be... you shouldn't have a plague through the census. Davar acher l'chaper nafsho seichem. But another idea, what's l'chaper nafsho seichem? Lefi she'ramaz lehem kan shalosh trumos. It says three times to make a donation. So akaz she'nichtav kan trumas Hashem shalosh pamim. It says the term trumas Hashem three times. So when is there three times? Shalosh regalim. Okay, it's true there are three times, but we don't give a shalosh regalim here. He says, Achas Trumas Adonim. So one is a donation for the sockets. Shemena'an Kishchilu Benidvas Hamishkan V'Naskolachad V'Echad Machzit HaShekel. So first, there is a half, right now, he's collecting a half shekel. That's in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk Yud Gimel says, right, by the way, two of these psukim, it says Trumas Hashem in Yud Gimel Yudal Tezvav. In two of them, it says you have to give a half shekel. And one of them, it says you don't give a half shekel, right? Yud Gimel Tesvav, it mentions a half shekel. And Yud Dal doesn't mention half shekel. So Rashi's saying Yud Gimel is, everyone gave a half shekel now, And that was for the sockets. Okay, fine. The next is Vashenius, so skip a line. Afhi ayude minyan shemanan. It's also based on the count. Misha hukam hamishkan.
In the beginning of Parsh Bamidbar mentions a census. There's a major machlokes. There is like there's a census now in Kisisa, conduct a census, and then Bamidbar there's also a census. And the question is it the same one? Is it a different one? And why are the numbers similar? But according to Rashi, that's a separate a second census, and that's also right, Nasnu Kol Echad. He writes here, right? But everyone should give a half shekel. So pasuk tezvav is the half shekel that you have to give each and every year for communal sacrifices, and that's what the rabbi's referring to, right? That's pasuk tezvav. Yud gimel is this census right now, a census to give for the Trumas Adanim, for the sockets. Tezvav is the Truma that they gave in, that they're going to give in 6 months or so. No, it's about a year's time, because right now, this is probably before the sin of the golden calf. So it's about a year before the second, the next census they're going to take. And then there's a third one, the third Truma, which is Pasuk Yud Daled, where there's no amount mentioned. Where else was there a donation? In Parshas Truma. Remember the donation Truma? What was the donation Truma? Right? The Truma. Me'ez Kol Yishei Yidben Libo. How much was that? Me'ez Kol Yishei Yidben Libo. How much did they give?
Whatever you want.
Right. So that's why Pasuk Yud Daled, right, just says, you give a Truma, it doesn't mention the amount. And that's what Rashi says, right? And then Vashlishis is Truma Samishkan, Komarim Truma, Kesef and Choshes, and not everyone was equal. So basically you had a half shekel now, your gimel, that's for the sockets of the Mishkan. You had, that's your gimel. Your dalad was the, he's referencing the Truma that Hashem commanded Moshe in Parshas Truma. You give what you want, option. And then Tezvav is the annual obligation, okay? So what's interesting is you have, okay, and yet, so now it seems Rashi's saying, oh, there are three different obligations here, right? Three different obligations that are hinted at here. And yet, in this section where there's a mention of an obligation, there's also a commandment that when you conduct the census, you should give a half shekel. You see, it's like we're combining two different halachic concepts in one paragraph. There are two separate halachos. There's one halacha of you have to make donations, right? Three different donations: half shekel for the sockets, half shekel annual, and whatever you want, at least according to Rashi, right? And then in this context, it also says when you count the Bnei Israel, you should give a ransom. You should give a certain amount so there's no plague. So it's interesting that you have these two different concepts and they're mentioned together. Now, why when you count Bnei Israel, do you have to give a half shekel? Like, why would you have to give money? What's the reason for that? Because he says v'lo yeh bahem negef v'kodosam. So what does that mean? Why do you have to give a half shekel or give money when you count someone? When you count Bnei Israel.
The Hasidic thing is it's not hard to have counted in a specific.
Why is that a Hasidic thing? It's in the Pasuk, no?
But it's a...
She's saying the Torah is Hasidish.
Okay. The interpretation is it's an Ayin Hara to be associated with...
Okay, what's the non-Hasidish term there?
And then you give tzedakah to offset the Ayin Hara.
Okay, so below you b'hem negev, so there shouldn't be a plague. In other words, basically we're saying that when you camp in Israel, so there shouldn't be a plague. So Rashi says, right, below you b'hem negev, so but it's not Hasidish, because when you call Hasidic, I assume you're referring to 18th century Hasidism. Right.
Okay.
Baal Shem Tov Hasidism. Right. So Rashi predated that, and he mentions Ayin Hara already then. So he's pre Chassid Chassid. Okay. So Rashi already mentions like an Ayin Hara. Okay. And he says like we found in the days of David. Okay. What's this idea of Ayin Hara? Why when you count someone is there a plague or is it Ayin Hara? Like what's the issue when you count someone? Like what's the problem? So Rabbeinu Bachaye says.
V'gila l'cha kosov ki'am hanifrat b'min b'minyano kol echa l'gugol osan. The idea is, when people are specified, each one, hinehu mushkach mi bal hashkacha yis'ale v'kol masav nifratim l'fanav v'oz yachul hanegev. Sort of like when you are counted individually, so then you are, then God focuses on you. Now, it doesn't mean God can do anything he wants. The idea is when you're counting everyone individually, so then we're focusing on each person. So it's there's a potentially, it says Majenke Bitchila Shaya in Yana Nimshach Bikla Rabbi. If you're just part of many and you're not counting each one individually, so you can hide. Right? You can hide. Right? By the way, this idea, I think Rabbi Salavej talks about this idea between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. What does it say in Rosh Hashanah? How do we pass before God? We know, kol echad ovim lefanecha kivnei maron, like sheep, right? Each one individually. As opposed to Yom Kippur, you're part of the tzibur, right? As long as you are part of the tzibur, then you get forgiven. There's this concept. There's in Rosh Hashanah we're judged individually, and Yom Kippur we're part. As long as you're part of the tzibur, so you get forgiveness. The Sar Lazazel forgives for the whole tzibur. So this idea of like if you're counted individually. Yeah.
So according to this, the fact that the half shekel is sort of like arbitrary.
So that's the question. So right. So the question is, right, like what do you do to deal with that? It's a question. So that's the question. Is it arbitrary or not? So we're gonna get that in a bit. In other words, the concern is the focus on the individual, right? So maybe you're saying, I do a mitzvah, so they don't focus on you, maybe. Could be. The Kli Yakar talks about the idea about sort of like he says that, you know, when you count, then yesh makom l'sari mala shel umos l'katrik v'lomar maya kar gdula yisrov misparzeh akol umos. So that the heavenly angels, the heavenly officers of the other nations will say, why is this nation have so many people? We're idolaters, we're sinners also. So therefore, trichin b'pamahu al kofer nefesh l'hashki midas hadin. So there it seems like we need some money maybe to quiet the midas hadin. That's what the Kli Yakar wants to say. But it could simply be that, you know, when you're counting individuals, it could be this issue of like pride. Look at me. Look how many people I have. You know, each one is so chashiv. So there's like a focus. There's like an iron horror for each person. But the truth is, Eric, you raise a good point. What do you need to deal with the iron horror? So there are instances in Tanakh, in Nach, where people, leaders of Jewish people, they conducted a census. And they didn't use money. So in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tezvav, the pasuk says, Vayishma Shol Sa'am, Vayifkedein Bitlaim. So here, Shaul was counting the Bnei Yisrael. And it says, what did he do? He counted them with sheep. So he didn't count with people, he counted with sheep. As long as you don't count, you know, people say, you know, not one, not two. As long as you don't count the person, you count with other items. And Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, there's another war that Shaul did. So it says that when he was fighting, he was going to Bezek. So the Navi says, Vayifkedein beBezek, he counted them in Bezek. And Rashi, if you turn the page, says, what did he count them with? Rabbi Sein Amru, b'shivrei charasim, he counted them with shards. Might simply be, as long as you don't focus on individual. Because if you can't focus on individuals, oh, look how chashiv every individual is. So maybe the iron horror is focused on the individual. There might be too much pride. And by the way, the Abarbanel actually makes an interesting point. He says, Omnam, kishe yitzave Hashem yisbarach b'minyanam. When Hashem is commanding to them to count, lo yunizokim. There's no problem. They're not going to be harmed. Elakach b'midbar Sinai. Uva Arvos Moab Nimnu Biblishkalim. So he says by Midbar Sinai, he argues on Rashi. But he says in Sinai and in Arvos Moab, by the plains of Moab, they were counted without Shkalim. When the Levim were counted, there was no plague. So there's a plague if I want to see how many people I have in my army to show how great I am. So then that's a concern. When Hashem commands, it's not a problem, right? So the question is, if the half shekel is not really so critical, Like, it's interesting. On the one hand, we start off, when we read these psukim in this parsha, we say, when you conduct the census, we don't want there to be a plague, so therefore you give a half shekel. And then we're saying, whoa, based on the Gemara, there are these independent obligations to give a half shekel, nothing to do with the count. And now we've been wondering, do you really need a half shekel? Because what Hashem's saying, when you count the Bnei Yisrael, why do you need half shekel? You can use shars, you can use sheep, you can use just, you don't need money. So what's the reason? What's the reason why you have money?
It's a tax.
It's a tax.
Flat tax,
right. So,
membership dues.
Membership, right. It's membership dues, right. So I think, right, by the way, it's an interesting mahalach, by the way, because, right, there's like the, everyone gives the same, but there's also room for the gevirim to give more, right? You have different types of donations, right? You have like the fixed membership dues, and you have appeals where people give more or less. You have this kind of model here. I think that's the point. I think that the first time that the function, I think, of the census is to count each member in a particular community and to say, right, you're a member of the community, where we're counting each person. And maybe what the Torah is trying to say here is, what does it mean to be a member of the community? It means that what? You give. Like, in other words, membership means to be counted as a member is that your mentality is that you give, right? And there's Kiti Sashros, yeah, technically, so there's no negev. You can get away with shards. You can get away with, in other words, you could look at this as two different ways of looking at the giving of the half shekel. You could look at it as simply that you don't want the iron hara to be there, so you don't, is it that you don't count people or that you dafka count with money? So it would seem that if the goal is simply there's no plague, it would seem that you probably can get away with simply just not counting individual people. And yet, maybe the first time the Torah is talking about what it means to be a member of the community, so he's saying it needs to be, you need to be a member of the community means to give, right? But I want to add a little more to that, and that is that, yeah, it's to give. But of course, what are we giving? How much are we giving? We're giving a half. That's interesting, right? To be a member of the community means you have to be a giver, but you only give half. Why do you only give half? What do you think it means to only give half? Like a half shekel, as opposed to a whole shekel. Maybe because it's too expensive. Yeah, it depends on inflation, not inflation. So the half indicates what, probably?
That you need somebody else.
You need someone else, right. So like, so this that's more like a mystical kind of concept. The Al-Sheikh writes here, he cites the name of Shlomo ben Alkabatz. You know, Shlomo Alkabatz, you know who he was? He was the one who composed the Chadoti. He was one of the mystics of the 16th century. So he writes, V'shem Chacham Arav Shlomo ben Alkabatz, Shemati, Shehu Lahoros Es Bnei Yisrael, Yachas Achtusam, shows what? Their Achtus. Bal yale alev ish mehem shu nifra mechavero. You're not separate from your friend. Kim kilu kol achad chetzi, right? Everyone's a half. Uve hischabro im kol achad vechem Yisrael nasachad shalem, right? We're all half. No matter how much, you have to give, but no matter how much you give, it's not enough. You need someone else. You're never going to do it all yourself. So I think on one level, I think it means we're not expected to do it all, and we can't do it all, but we all have to do something. But I think it's even more than that. And he goes on and he says, okay, therefore, kol echad yavi machsis, everyone should give, bring a half. V'hine yadayin tzorich levakesh tab, we still need to ask, give a reason. Lama zed laman nisparach inizapo, why is this concept of, is mentioning this here? Why is still the obligation to give a half shekel, why is it mentioned in the context of counting, right? There seem to be two different things. V'hinini ba'achrov v'melesius devarav. So I'm going to come after of Shlomo Alkabatz. I'm going to continue what he's saying. This is what the Al-Sheikh is saying. For who? Ki achre omram yisbarach. After Hashem says, v'naslish kofer dafsho, that everyone should give a ransom for a soul. Rav v'hinayis chametz levav erosh Ba'amor, that someone may, his heart might come puffy when he will say, a little arrogant, Amalza Adush, Anosh, Lashmas Am, Ki Yitzavolai, Etain Kofer, Nafshi, Alvana Sher, Osav, Kavar Besu. Why should I bring someone else who's punished, right? Why am I being punished for the people that they're commanding me to bring some kind of ransom of some sin that some people died already? V'lo yumash isha alav. No, everyone should die for his own sin. Why am I responsible? Ki gama shelo machinu hanisharim. Because what? We didn't protest the other people? Me, a son of Ravim, who says that we are guarantors for other people? Al kein ramaz lanu yisparach. Therefore Hashem is hinting at us. Ki kol ish mi Yisrael nafshu kshur b'chaveru. Let's say some other Jew is punished. He's killed for his sin by God, right? So I said, okay, that's not me, it's him. So the Torah is saying, no, that every Jew is tied with his friend. Ki mimkor echad hein, everyone's from one source. V'nafsho is called Isha Yisrael achad yechashevu. And the souls of each and every Jew is considered like one. Al kein yavi kol echad machsis, everyone should bring a half. L'ros ki kol echad am, that every person with everyone else is one. And with this, we are all responsible for each other. So I think the point, when the Torah is combining this census, right, with the obligation to have shekel, the Torah is telling us, and these could have been two separate mitzvahs. When you're in census, you do this. You don't want there to be a plague, so don't count people. Right? Separately, you have an annual obligation to give a half shekel. They could be two totally separate. The fact that you're putting them together are telling you that what? That to be census, to be counting, what to be part of a community means to be a giver. But more than that, to realize that you can't give all by yourself, but more than that, that since you're only half, and there are other people that make the whole, you are responsible to make sure that not only you do give half, but the other person also gives half. That we have, in other words, two halves make a whole, and maybe even this, we should be inspiring others to give, and not just not talking about tzedakah, in terms of giving of our time and giving of our resources for the sake of the community. This idea of about half means that we can't do it alone, but when we do it, then someone else does it. And if someone else doesn't do it, we're responsible for it. So this is what it means to be, the census reflects the definition of a community of givers, a community of givers that does it, that realize that they can't do it all by themselves, and they have a responsibility to inspire others to be that other half to give as well.